Well, as we continue to take a closer look at the immigration issue and its effects on our ag sector, we once again turn to Apopka specialty crop grower David Hill, who explains how the much-talked-about E-Verify system would be detrimental to his landscape tree and blueberry operation.
Because well over half of the workers, and when I say well over half, I've heard all kinds of numbers, but I know it's well over half of the workers, the foreign-born workers, or the workers in ag in the state of Florida and probably everywhere else, are undocumented illegal. E-Verify would force us to verify their paperwork that they bring us with a database in Tallahassee and automatically either reject or accept them as a worker. Right now, we take their paperwork that they supply to us, and we're not allowed to really check into it too much. If it looks legal, we are not allowed to discriminate, and so we accept it, and therefore they can work for us. If we have to, on the spot, verify their status, there won't be many people to work.
In fact, Hill says the immigration laws recently passed by neighboring states have confirmed his theory.
And I hate to say, but it has helped us. And it's ironic that Georgia, Alabama, and South Carolina have passed these laws that have really restricted travel. The ag workers in Florida that do normally move at the end of the season up north are afraid to do it. For instance, this past year, we were able to keep our workers the whole season, which is normally, the end of the season is always a difficult task, because when there's, you know, when it starts picking up somewhere else, they want to take off and go to it. So it has helped us out, and I hate to say that. Who knows what the future holds, but this past year wasn't too bad because I think it's because mainly because the states north of us foolishly passed a law that they cut their own throat.
Something that Hill says highlights the need for federal immigration reform. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.